Hello and welcome to the first episode of Equipped, and I'm your host Matthew Phil. Thank you for tuning in. I hope you'll be blessed. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. In this episode, we are going to discuss about proven character, and we'll read from Romans 5, verse 3 to 5, which is our key verse. And my Bible reads, this is the New King James Version. And not only that, but we also glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance, character, and character, hope. Now, hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us. I love the Amplified Version, which says, and not only this, but let us exult in our sufferings and rejoice in our hardships, knowing that hardship produces patient endurance, and endurance, proven character, which is also spiritual maturity. And proven character, hope and confident assurance. Such hope in God's promises never disappoints us, because God's love has been abundantly poured out within our hearts through the Holy Spirit who was given to us. Amen. You see, proven character in Greek, or character itself, means proof of genuineness. According to this verse, it means proof of genuineness, a test of approval, a tried virtue, a test of your worthiness. You see, when someone is being tested and has passed with flying colors, they are proven to be worthy. You see, in your walk as a Christian, your faith will be tested. Your obedience to God will be tested. I love the saying that says, if you don't live it, then you don't believe it. Because you have to live what you believe in. You have to produce the fruits of what you believe in. So there'll be trials which you face in your Christian walk. And in those trials, your character is tested. Your faith in God is tested. I love a verse in Hebrews which says, let us approach the throne of grace boldly. It says the first thing which we must do as a Christian when we're approaching the Father is to have confidence. Because the Bible says in James that we should ask in faith without doubting. When the Bible says approach the throne of grace boldly, it means approach the throne of grace with confidence without doubt. Because a person who's double-minded is very unstable in his ways. So we approach the throne of grace boldly, means we approach the throne of grace with confidence, so that we may obtain mercy. So the first thing, when we approach the throne of grace with confidence, we will obtain mercy. And the second thing the Bible says, we will get the grace of the season. I mean to say, the second thing you will get from approaching the throne of confidence is the grace for the season. That thing which you're asking God for, you're begging God for, you will get the grace for that season. But what happens after the prayer, after you obtain the mercy and the grace of the season? You will be tested. God will test you to see, to prove your worthiness to him. You know, the Bible says in Genesis 22, when Abraham was told to sacrifice his only son, because you have done this thing and have not withheld your son, your only son, blessing, I will bless you, and multiplying, I will multiply your descendants as the stars of the heaven and as the sand. It goes on and goes on. So God was able to supply a blessing to Abraham because he was obedient. He was proven worthy. His character was proven. His faith in God was proven. And God, through that, God was able to give a blessing. So God will be able to supply a blessing. But there will also be times when he will test that obedience. There's a verse in 1 Peter 1 verse 6 to 7. It says, this brings you great joy, although you have to suffer for a short time in various trials. It says you suffer for a short time in various trials, meaning to say there'll be different kind of trials. And then he continues that such trials show the proven character of your faith. It means in such trials your character will be proven. Your worthiness, the proof of your genuineness in God will be proven, which is much more valuable than gold that is tested by fire. It says your character will be proven. of your faith to God. So we should be ready because we'll be tested. God will always test us, always test obedience in us. But we have to be proven worthy when that moment comes. We have to be proven to have genuineness to the things of God. In Ephesians 3 verse 20, the Bible says, "Now to him who is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us." The Bible says God is able to exceedingly abundantly to give even beyond what we think. But it says according to the power that works in us, means according to the faith that works in us, according to the faith we have for him. So God is able to supply, but according to the faith we have of him. That means we should grow in the things of God. And how do we grow? Our character is proven. So the Bible says it is a spiritual maturity. Proven character is a spiritual maturity, because your character is able to overcome. Because the Bible says he who is born of God has overcome the world. That means you live a life which is spiritual. You live a life that depends on God. You live a life that never doubts God, but always approach God with confidence. In Proverbs 24 verse 10, the Bible says, if you faint in the day of adversity, your strength is small. If you faint in the day of adversity, your strength is small. The Bible says the word of God is our strength. So that means if we faint in the day of adversity, it means the word of God in you, the faith of God in you is small. It means your character, your genuineness of your character is not there yet. So let us walk with genuineness. Let us walk with a proven character. But the first thing is to be obedient to the things of God. That's the first step of your character.
Thank you for tuning in. I'll be back next week to continue on proven character. Stay bold as a lion.